the beginning of New Maimer, page 129 in the Vecha Menaches, a Maimer called Chochem Etam. So those of you who have learned the Sipur Maises of Rabbi Nachman are familiar with that title. And this is Herlich V'soivayv Anakuda Pnimis in the Derech HaBal Shem. And everything here is with the Seder following of what we were doing last. So page 129. Ritzenoisev Shel Yehudi. The Ritzenoisev of a Jew. Noitais Tomer Lizdabkus Bekoinis Baruch Shemai. The natural will, the natural desire of a Jew is to be mizdabek, is to be connected to Hashem. B'leiv v'nefesh, in heart and soul, b'moyach v'daz, with the mind, the intellect, b'hergish, b'bittel, with emotions, giving oneself over completely. That's the natural will, the natural longing of a Jew. And because of that, in a place of ourselves that we don't know, we don't see, Yomam v'layla tisnagen b'tas ha-karosai, continuously, day and night, in the subconscious of a Jew, there's a niggin. Negina achas arucha mismasheches, an ongoing long niggin. Hamoya pnimis, this great symphony, this inner niggin song, which is hamachapesis, a longing. Hamaya means a longing. Hamaya pnimis hamachapesis achas Hashem Zbaruch. With this great longing that's seeking only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All the tzaddikim talk about this. This is something we've learned in the Lashon of Rav Kook. The tefillah is something which is always there. Tshuva, you might know, tshuva is something which is perpetually in the heart of a Jew. And all the tzaddikim, Tanya, and Reb Tzadik, and Sfas Emes, and all the tzaddikim discuss this song of the neshama that is being drowned out, as he's going to discuss in a minute, that's being drowned out by the sounds of our lives. But the inner will and the desire of a Jew is seeking only Hashem. Oysa Yisbarach Levado, just Hashem. Mishagoyve Rash Achayim Ala Negina. The problem is that the noise of life becomes stronger, louder than the Negina, than that Nigin of the Neshama. Ad ki Eina Nishmas Meroiv Hamula. To the point that we can't hear the natural, continuous niggin of the neshama because of the great commotion that's going on outside. And now says, Ruchai miduchdeches amitzta'eres. And the ruach of a person, the spirit of a person, becomes crushed and filled with anguish. Which is how most Jews dray around in this world. Leitoshuv la'achedva. And one cannot find joy, cherva, ad ki tizbaher v'titztalel ha'akar v'malchus yizbaruch b'kol mashallah, until it's clear to the person, until that niggun is once again heard in the person's conscious awareness in his life, that it's ringing, and that song is the song of malchus b'kol mashallah, that everything is Hashem. The noise of this world is very loud, and Hashem Yisbarach gave us ways of putting in a device into ourselves that will allow us to hear the niggun, and that of course is limud Torah, learning Torah and ma'isim tovim and so on. Kachatfila v'kim ratzon Hashem Yisbarach in a sincere and consistent way. But Teyaga Mitzvah Shein Ha'etzes Shein Nidlu Yisrael V'Yahava. Hashem Yisroel gave us the 630 mitzvahs, the Balsam Tov Kodesh, and other tzaddikim. It says in the Zohar Kodesh that the mitzvahs are called Eitzes. That Hashem gave us all of these Eitzes B'Yahava. L'hamshech L'olam Ziv K'vaydis Baruch, to bring out into the world from underneath its covering, to bring out into this noisy world the radiance of Kavod Hashem. U'me'oyrei Oren Nosan Kadosh Baruch Hu Bar Lamai. And in addition to Torah and Tefillah and Mitzvahs and Ma'asim Tovim, Hashem Yisbarach has also sent into our world special, special lights, special oyers, zmanim. There are days that are mekudoshim, that we have Shabbos and we have Rosh Chodesh and we have the Yom Tovim and Chanukah and Purim and so on. Umekaymus, and we have special places where the or, with the sound of the niggun is playing at a higher volume, or we're able to run away from the noise of the world into these places, into the Mekomos HaKadoshim, in Eretz Yisrael, in Kivrei Tzaddikim, and so on, in Beis HaMedrash, in Beis HaKnesses. And there are Nefashos Tovim U'Mekudoshim, Tzaddikim Yisad HaOlam, and then there are Jews, Tzaddikim. The Tzaddiki Hador, that when you're with them, you're able to hear the niggun. When you're with them, the noise of the world doesn't distract you from hearing the niggun of who you really are. Hamashpiyim Ezer Mikodesh Vesad. And these special times, Shabbos Yontiv, and these special places, and these special people, Hamashpiya, a tremendous, tremendous amount of light that help us. Losol mesilais he'ora b'leivav ish asher lo yishkachecha, to carve paths of light in the heart of a person, not to forget, so we don't forget Hashem. And adam yis'amitz bach, that we continue to strengthen ourselves in searching for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hinei kol derech al zeh ha'niftan, any person who has ever crossed over this threshold, makir al besaru mavucha kavua, anybody who's trying, who cares about the niggun, who wants to hear what's going on inside himself, who wants to have a shaychus to his neshama, is makir al besaru mavucha kavua. There's a continuous problem. There's a mavucha kavua, there's a problem, there's a dilemma. That's kavua niksheris la'akova, called sad vishal, that's hanging onto his foot, onto his heel, every step along the way. The kolkach rabu shmoysa v'kinuya, and there are so many names for this problem. There are so many ways that this is referred to. I don't know what name to give it over here. We'll see in a minute, and we're all going to be familiar with it. And if it was just one particular little inyan among many other things in life that distract us, I wouldn't bother writing about it in the context of this sefer. But I'm talking about an inyan where it can't be ignored. We have to be marach. We have to talk about it. It's very, very, very basic. Kemat kol safik umu'aka, almost every safik, any doubt, mu'aka, any obstacle, any difficulty we have, choseh vados, any lack of certainty in our Emuna, in our Avodas Hashem, the Chalishas Hadas, or any Chalishas Hadas, Bo's Hemena come from this problem. Ache Yeshuva, and once this is resolved, Soifai Lahavi Lebihirus, then a person can come to clarity, the Shalva and tranquility, the Derech Slula Umi'ira, and a path that is clear and that is shining. So what is this? What is this that stands in the way? What is this that causes us to be distracted, not to be able to hear the natural, healthy, beautiful niggun of the neshama, that's inside of us? Nishtamish b'sfas moshel v'dugma. I'm going to use the language of mishalim, of parables, examples. V'loy ki ela magdir m'senyi, not because the moshel is magdir, clearly defines the inyan. Elahim derech yichid l'kav ma'atel ha'seichel. But it's the only way to really have a sense, a true sense of what the problem is. V'lirach eis. To see how this problem has gotten itself wound up, is infiltrated into every single aspect of our lives. Every single thing in our lives, every single aspect of our lives is affected by this. It ruins, it takes away all of our simchas achayim, all of our behirus, all of the aura of our lives. The Svarma Kadoshim Kosvu, Shamoshal Kesulam El Aliyah Ruchanas. The Svarma HaKadoshim use Mishalim, of course, a great deal. Use Mishalim a lot. And a Moshal is seen in the Svarma HaKadoshim as a ladder on which one can climb to the Nimshal, to be able to be Masik, something in Ruchnias, is very hard for us. We need to cross over because we're so Mugushim, we're so physical. We need to use a moshel in Gashmias to be able to cross over, to be able to go into, enter into something where we can have a feeling of Ruchnias. But with so magushim, we can't go directly, it's very hard for us to go directly into Ruchnias. One of the problems of learning Kabbalah is that since Kabbalah is filled with mishalim, that and they're very, very difficult and complicated mishalim, that it's very easy for a person to forget the Nimshal, not to learn the Nimshal at all, and to get completely fablunged in the Mishalim that are all Mishalim that are Megushalim. Some of them are very explicit and erratic, and a person can become mamish lost in Mishalim. Just like you see how Chazal were afraid to incorporate Shir HaShirim into Tanakh, because all of Shir HaShirim is a Mashal. Shir HaShirim is a Mashal, is a parable of Hashem's love for us and our love for Hashem and the difficulties that we have in coming together, and the mashal is, if not for Rabbi Kiva, we would never have even heard about it. It would have been forgotten, because the whole world has taken the mashal of Shir HaShirim, but who bechlal is interested in the nimshal? Who thinks about the nimshal? A mashal is a ladder that enables a person to climb from Arzias, from this world, to Shemayim, to Ruchnias, in a gradual way. But the Tachlis, of course, is the Nimshal. Everything in our lives, all the Gashmis, is a Marshal. What we see, everything is a Marshal. Sha'ach ha'sha'olu b'shlivayisav, k'va'in b'yitzarach v'efshal asalka. But once you already understand the Nimshal, then you don't need the Marshal anymore. If you're talking about the prince who misbehaved and the father of the king threw him out, once you understand the Nimshal, then you throw away the Mashal. Well, we have time for stories, for Maisalach, for these things, for fairy tales. It's not what's important. Yesh litom an Mashal es nekudasa. One has to draw out from the Mashal the nekuda of the Mashal. Same thing when you hear a story, a marshal to what's the uvachain, what's the nimshal, what's it teaching you? Even if it's not a made up marshal, even if it's a ma'isa shahaya, it's a story of tzaddikim or other, whatever person he is. What's the nakuda? What's the marshal teaching us? What's the nimshal of this marshal? But once you understand the Nimshal, then you shouldn't be thinking about princes and princesses and stuff like that. That's not what a person should be preoccupied with, and all kinds of narishkeit and stories like this. Same thing you see by Sipur Tzadikim, that the people that those people that they only get meshuggah, that all they want are these maifsim. You know, they like to see from Tzadikim maifsim, stories of unbelievable, you know, supernatural maifsim. What's the fascination with that? Because there, the marshal is so exciting, you never have to even bother with the nimshal. If you hear gewaltige Meise, that the Meise itself is a hafledige Meise, so then you could sit on the Meise. You could sit on the marshal and enjoy the marshal, and so you don't have to. You don't need to come to the nimshal. When we were growing up and we were watching, there were certain television shows. You didn't have to come to try. There was just movies or shows that were just a lot of fun. You didn't have to, you know, if you're watching the World Series, you didn't have to try to fail. What's the nimshal of the World Series? You just enjoyed your team. You know, you enjoyed watching. It was just fun on its own. You didn't need to have a nimshal, even though certainly you could make the whole baseball game into a marshal, into a nimshal. Of course, everything is a marshal. Not that it's meant to be that way. They don't take themselves like that when they run out there in their pajamas. But the Metzius is that it's a marshal. It's a marshal for something. But who cares about any kind of a nimshal? You're just watching the game. You're enjoying the game. Well, there's always like some, you know, guys are sitting around watching a movie or something. There's always like one guy that says, "So what's the pshat?" Be quiet. Just enjoying the marshal. After the pshat. So you have people that they like all kinds of miraculous, all kinds of mifes and these. Because the marshal is so much fun, it's so exciting, and the marshal could spark some amun in a person to see that a tzaddik is able to be poil Yeshua, so a person has a spiralism in that. And there are other people who are more, who are living in a place more of the nimshal, and they're not nispal from these. These are not the stories that they have. They don't take so much from those stories. There are other Jews that when they hear a story, you have, for instance, you have by Chabad Hasidim, the most meridic ma'isim by Chabad Hasidim, and they're not, hardly any of them are with miracles. Now they wanted with the Rebbe to make, because that's because of the Rebbe didn't go for that stuff. That's because of the shiflus of the generation. But when you learn, when you see the Chabad stories from the Baal HaTanya, from the Mittler Rebbe and Tzemach Tzedek, come out, they're not nisim, they're unbelievable mice. They're unbelievable stories. Unbelievable stories. What's the marshal? What's the nimshal? It's not a miracle. It's the chitzonius of a sipur. The tzaddikim, of course, are doing all kinds of things. But that's the chitzonius. That's not the ikkah. The ikkah is, what's the nimshal? What's the story? What does it mean? What was HaKadosh Baruch Hu megala through this? With the tzaddik, this inyan that happened with the tzaddik. What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu megala? You know, it was the 200th year outside of the Baal HaTanya, you know, this past Sunday. When there was a Malshinus against him and he was taken to jail, so there was a very, very, very big tumult by the Chassidim, not just by Chabad Chassidim, by all Chassidim. And it happened that there was one of the Chassidim was able to go visit, was able to go there with the Baal HaTanya a little bit in jail, in the cell. The Baal HaTanya asked him to quickly make sure to go back, and there's a certain yid, one of the Chassidim, to tell him that he has to go immediately to Rav Levi Yitzchok Baditshever. He has to go to the Baditshever to write, to give a kvittel, a pigeon nefesh, to tell him what happened. They didn't have vosses nais back then, you understand? So the Baditshever had to be told what was going on. So this chassid rushed over to that chassid that the Rebbe wanted, And he told me he has to go to Badipshev, to Rav Levi's Badipshev, that the Rebbe wants the Kvitl to tell him what happened, that he's in jail. We understand that when the Tani was in jail, the whole Baal Shem HaKadosh, the whole Inyan of the Baal Shem was in danger. It was a sakana for the, which in Memela means the whole Inyan of Mashiach, when it was going to be, and so on. So this chassid comes to the Badish and he tells him that the Alter Rebbe is in jail, and the Badish starts to cry and to scream, and it's a whole thing. And the Badish asks this chassid, were you there when they took the Rebbe away? Were you there when they took the Alter Rebbe away? So he said, I was there. He says, you were there. He says, tell me something. Did you see that the Alter Rebbe was he torrid? Did it seem to be that he was distracted, that he was not himself, that he was... So the Chassid said, yeah, he seemed to be very torrid. There's no good word in English for torrid, but you know what it means. He seemed to be very torrid. So the Gadit asked him, was he torrid chitzanius or pneumius? Imagine, he asked him a question, was it pneumius or chitzanius? So the chassid said, chitzanius. And the Gadit said, how do you know? That he was only torrid in chitzanius, not inside, how do you know? So the chassid said, because they came, the police, they came to grab the rabbi, and he had just a minute to take something, and He forgot his slippers, but he didn't forget his thousand film. He left his slippers, but he took his thousand film. So in Pnimius, he wasn't tired at all, just in Chitzanius, he was tired. And the Vidichva said, there's a Kliga Litvak, he said, the Vidichva says, a smart Litvak, this Chassid, he says, a smart Litvak. He was not in such a thing. And then the Vidichva said, no, so give me a Kvittel. Write a Kvittel and give me... And then the chassid all of a sudden turned white, and he said, I don't remember the Rebbe's mother, the name of the Rebbe's mother. Shnei Zalman Ben, I don't remember the mother. So the Baditshva said, give me a chumash, he brought a chumash, he opened up, to it says, Vayar Yaakov kei sheva ben Mitzrayim. Yaakov understood that there was sheva, that there was food. It was a time of famine, they didn't have what to eat. Yaakov, you saw Shever ben Mitzrayim. There's Shever ben Mitzrayim, and his Shever is the Oisi Shneya ben Rivka. That's the Bedishas, Shneya ben Rivka. And the Bedishas was Mispal. So there's so many things. This just came to my mind now, but this story. But there are so many Nakudas in that. So the Bedishas were asked. Was he Torah and Pnimius and Chitzonius? And he said, there's a smart chassid that understood my question, that he made a chilik between the slippers and the tefillin, and he was watching this to see where the Alter Rebbe was at the time, that he was in the place of Pnimius and Dveikus. Even on the outside, it was a tumult. On the inside, the Alter Rebbe wasn't disconnected for a second, which gave the Bidditch a tremendous... chizik, that it's going to be okay. Okay, shever b'misraim. Shever means it's a brachenkeit. It also means sustenance. And it means that the tzaddik is in jail, he's in Mitzrayim. What does it mean, kiyei shever b'misraim? That every Jew has to know that. I'm just using it as an example. Shever b'misraim, shneya ben rivke, that the Alter Rebbe would, that through the or of the Balatanya, what we would be able to live through all these years of Golas, the end of Golas, kiyei shever shneya ben rivke b'misraim. In other words, for a person to be able to look at the mashal, to take hold of the pnimius of the nimshal, and to throw out the and to leave the mashal, and to become dovuk to the nimshal. That's with every story, all the stories of tzaddikim. There was no miracle in this story. I mean, the Bedichva opened the Chumash. Of course, it's Ruach HaKadosh. But I'm saying with the Alter Rebbe, it was nothing. But he said, but this Chassid knows how to follow, knows how to see, knows how to watch a tzaddik. He knows how to watch a tzaddik. You have people that they go, who'll give an example of this also. You have two Chassidim. You have one Chassid goes to the Tish. The two Chassidim, they go to the same Tish. One Chassid comes back from the Tish, and he can't stop talking about the Rebbe's bekisha, or how the Rebbe gave him, looked at him and gave him a l'chaim or something. And the other chassid comes back and he can't get over the Torah that the Rebbe said in a certain part of the Torah that it mamish set him on fire. And two people, but one's looking at the mashal and the other looks at the nimshal. Or the chitzonius and the pnimius. Dikus lasik rak be'etzem hanakuda. Page 129, the last line. Shiva chova harba yosef and hamashal. The nimshal is infinitely deeper than the mashal. The nimshal of Shir Hashem is Ein Sof. It spreads out and reaches many, many other things. Page 130. Dugmachas. Here's an example. Reuven v'Shimon. Shnayim ha-mevakshim lo seiz man v'lev l'kras echad ha-chagim ha-me'irim v'boim lo'elam. Two wonderful Jews. And they're excited. It's before Yom Tov. Let's say it's before Rosh Hashanah. They're all excited, and they want to get ready. They want to get ready for Yom Tov. Shimon misadal lefanav treisa sifrei musaf chasidus. Shimon grabs from his shelf 12 different svarim of musaf and chasidus lahagis behem be'el hayom to look at, leading up to Yom Tov and during Yom Tov. Shari Chula, Rabbi Yoinov, Rashis Chacham, Oyv Yisrael, Avad Yisrael, Kedushas, Leiv, Lukut, the Torah, Noimel, Melech, Marv, Hashem, Svasem, Tver, Shleim, Dag, Mach, Nefraim, Toldis, Yaakov, Yosef, and so on. Oh, he's got everything on his desk, on his table, he's all excited. Shimon Achi, Nich, Lefan, Amis, Kol, Sifre, Shishel, Sar, Baisa. He also, of course, there's a special pile, besides all the classics, he has another pile, for his particular chassidus, whatever, he's a babavis, he's got the svarim from the babavis svarim, or if he's a lubavitch, he's got whatever, he's got his own svarim. Well, lubavitch will only have lubavitch's svarim. But he has the other svarim, he has the other svarim, he has the svarim from his rabbi. It's kol ma'amari rabbi shenemu lo'era kalashanim, all different ma'amarim that he has from the tzaddikim of his chassidus for many years. So he's got these two big piles. He still remembers from his Rebbe, Mamish Faya, Shmuzin that the Rebbe gave when he was younger, that he has notes over, that have been written up. And he remembers how his heart was on fire when he first heard this Torah. It could be 20, 30 years ago when he heard the Torah. And now he has the notes, he has the Sefer, and he's getting ready for Rosh Hashanah. That's Shimon. So Shimon's a good guy. Reuven, on the other hand, noitoloi sefer echad bilvad. Reuven, on the other hand, takes out one sefer. Maimer yochid midibras arbaisav, doesn't have to be a whole sefer. Takes out one maimer from the Rebbe. Vayosem moicha v'liboi. And he pours his entire mind and heart. He pours every ounce of his koiches into this maimer. Vehemenu yidle la'oira nafshei la'Hashem Yisbach. And he draws water. He draws from this one maimer tremendous, tremendous desires for Yom Tov. Ribui hakamus al cheshban ha'echus kvar hizbiyoi miroirim. Reuven remembers that in the past he used to try that a lot also. Meaning he used to try to look at a lot, to see a lot of things. And he placed the kamus, he placed the quantity, the volume of Torah, the amount of Torah, on the cheshbon of the eichus, of the quality, meaning of being focused on one Torah. He remembers, he used to do that, and cries, Bio Miram, and he's already been satiated with bitterness, meaning it didn't bring him Not bitterness, Chashon, because it's good, but it didn't bring him. He was disappointed. It didn't bring him to where he was hoping the Yontif would bring him. So he has a new way. As he's getting older, Mevakish la'asayk ata b'miyut sheyesh bo eichus. This bechlal is netiyah as a person gets older. He wants to be oisik in less, just a little piece, something, but it should be with eichus, with everything that he has. Not chapping here, chapping here, look. Toiv ma'at b'kavana. Better it should be less, but with kavana, with tremendous, tremendous kavana. His objective, his goal, is no longer to digest an endless amount of svarim. Imreis kaidish, all kinds of beautiful vetlach, umamar chasidus, divlekim chaim, to cover a tremendous amount of ground and to learn a lot of new things. Yedeya es shechofetz. All he wants now at this point in life, in the strongest way, is to have a true inner Dveikus Tashem. A Rosh Hashanah Dike Dveikus Tashem. There should be Dovik Takarish Baruch Hu on this Rosh Hashanah. So, Yasif Atzmai Efei El Nakud Achas. So, what does he do? He'll gather to himself. One to work on one nekuda. Ashabo yahara b'tkufazu, and this one inyan, he's going to be thinking about over and over and over during this time leading up to Yontif, and on Yontif. Yahafech bo v'yahafech bo b'machshava u'bediva. He'll go over this and turn it upside down and inside out. This nekuda, this inyan, in his mind, and talk about it. Liyamshich el inyan acher. He will not go to anything else. Terem mitza v'hefik ayra atom, till he feels that he's been able to squeeze out all of the light from this one nekuda. Now, this is Reuven's way. So, gam Shimon chafetz b'derech zu. So if you ask Shimon, Shimon will say, yeah, that's taka, that's beautiful. Avameyav haruchni mekaskesim b'soichai ein manach, but his his ruchnis dik kishkes are making a noise all the time, and it doesn't give him rest. In yosem kol ma'yonav b'seif echad, if all I'm going to look at is one sefer, if all I'm going to look at is one maimer in the sefer, lasik boy b'chol leiv yomim rabim, to work for many, many days on this one maimer, and to think about and to write down thoughts and so on. That I'm going to be losing out on all these unbelievable, beautiful things. And what's going to happen? It's going to be Tu B'Shvat Tov Shinayim Gimel. So how can I go Tu B'Shvat without looking in all the Svarim on Tu B'Shvat? Especially since now, most of the Svarim are Likutim. So we spoke about the Indian of that, and Pnimius, what that is. Now most of the Svarim, the Chalal that they're making now, are not original Svarim from Tzaddikim. Most of the Svarim are just taking from all over, and putting it to one place. So a person can look at one page, and on one page he has a Kedushas Levi, a Tefer Shleima, and so on. On one page. It used to be that you looked in the Kedushas Levi. It's all on one page. And then you have, when they do it now, they'll give just a one-liner. So you could have on one page, you could have 10 Vertlach. And each one is an Olam Haleh, each one is a whole world. Each one would be enough for Rosh Hashanah for our whole lives. Not one Rosh Hashanah, not just Tav Shnayin Gimel Ayin Dalet Ayin Hey. Every Rosh Hashanah would be enough. One Torah of the Sfasemus, one Torah of the Kedushas Levi would be enough for our whole lives. It was the Friedrich Hasidim used to live like that. They used to live with a Torah, what they heard from the Rebbe, or that they saw. With one Torah, they used to talk it over and review it. And so the person, so Shimon agrees that Reuven is fantastic. But I can't do that. How could I give up all these other things? My yehayalei. What's going to be with everything else? Midei Shabbos b'Shabbat, yitein eis la'asa gam barachayim hakodesh, gam b'Ramban v'gam b'Rabbi Nachai. Same thing when it comes to the Rishonim and to the Kadmonim. He can't sit for this Shabbos just on the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. He can't sit just on the Ramban or Rabbeinu B'chaya. He has to look at everything. Now remember, in the old days, you didn't have a Mikvas Gedolos. A long time ago, there was no such thing as a Mikvas Gedolos. So you learned the Ramban, and it was a safer Ramban. You learned the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. When they started to print Mikvas Gedolos, which is already quite a while, but they started to print the Chumashim that have many Mepharshim, so that began the immune of going all around. We're learning the parasha. Now it's interesting. What's happening is now that it's going the other way now, because now they're printing separate Rambans and separate Aruch Chaims with Perush. You know, it's coming back that way. But Shimon can't hold himself back, and it's a good Yetzirah. He can't just look at Aruch Chaim. He knows that right over here there's a Ramban, and the Ramban says, no. Why don't you take a look over here, what I have to say? And how could you go without looking at the Ramban? Or Rabbeinu B'chai? So, Shimon goes on with his Mahalach, chapping and looking, and Reuven has his Mahalach. The problem with Shimon, and he's not oimed on the secret, on the side of a nekuda achas. Nekuda achas bas kayama. Nekuda achas bas kayama. One nekuda, but a nekuda that lasts forever. Ki noitel rak ma'at kolush mehochem mehosom. Because he only takes a little bit from this place, a little bit from that place. Avol eni yochel lifal benafshay. But he can't bring himself to just focus on one nekuda, not even on one nekuda, not even on one tzaddik, on one sefer. Levater al hashar, to let go of the others. V'lasoik rak boy, to be Isaac only in this. This is especially true when you're younger. It's a tremendous, or when you're starting to learn this from, there's a tremendous, tremendous tshuka to grab everything. Well, yeah, sometimes a person, let's say, has to give a shiur. Well, I'll tell this a lot, and someone will call up and say that my nephew's getting married, I have to speak in Sheva Brachas. So, what's a good, you have something good to say? Which, I always feel that that's an important thing for the person himself to work at. If it's your nephew's Sheva Brachas, you should try to, you know the kid, first of all, and you should try to look up and to learn something instead of, trying to get a quick levart. So the usual thing will be, so then it's, okay, so I want to talk about this thing about my nephew, whatever. So, who talks about it? Who talks about that? Shem Shmuel, Sosemus, so he's very ready to run to put a pile of swarm, to look through all the swarm, to find the Vart. The truth is that if the person would sit down without feeling lachatz, without feeling pressure, it's not easy to do that, but without feeling lachatz, if the person would sit down and would think about two things, just take out the Parshas HaShavuah, because that's everything's there. We'll take out the Chumash, and we'll think about his nephew a little bit. To think, not just of, to be misbinding in that Indian of how he understands this person, of what he sees in this person, a certain chen. And to be Mavis Sedra, with that in mind. To be Mavis Sedra. He would have the most beautiful Dvar Torah. But he wants to. So he's not misbinding anywhere, not in the nephew, and not in the parasha. He just tries to have something that's fixed, that's ready made, that'll be a certain way. You know, whenever I'm thinking about that, to prepare something, again, it's different. as I get older than when I was younger, but I always think about what happened during the week, what's been happening during the week, what's going on in myself, in Bechlal, in the Chevra, and in the Welt. I try to think about that. And then I try to keep that in mind through the week when I'm learning the parasha. And just to learn the parasha. Just to be my Besadu. And to have in mind. In other words, to try to understand what's this inyan that's going on right now. What's this inyan that's happening right now? In my life, the family, with the Besmedrish, with Eretz Yisrael or here, whatever it is, whatever that particular, there's a certain inyan that week. Every week is a different thing. And to try to understand. Those who have been here for a while, if you listen carefully, not that I make it easy to clear, but if you listen carefully, and this is already 20 years, every single Shabbos when I talk, it's one nekuda from the morning till the night, through and through. It's always one nekuda. I'm just malbish it in different ways. But it's always one nekuda. It's always one inyan, but different levushim. Because that's the inyan that I was trying to work with and trying to understand. When you're younger, you want to just look up to see who says what says where what, and it's a big taiva because it's a lot of fun, and it's exciting, but it's the same thing like it being a lot of fun and exciting watching the Rebbe's, you know, the color of his bekasha, and whether he did something really, you know, really interesting, made some funny tenuas or something, as opposed to trying to understand the nimshel. So Shimon cannot come to a nekuda. V'lasig rak boy. Terem ozar oiz lahakir ki mechapes chiyas nekudas emes. V'zoin abo miroiv ki mi'oimek. Because to find the nekuda of chiyas, that doesn't come from volume, amount, from quantity. It comes from sitting on something. Anybody that takes one svas emes, a 7-8 line svas emes, and says, I'm going to do this week, this Shabbos, this svas emes. Means that he brings it at the beginning, like he will usually bring a few words from the Medrash, and then say v'chulu, means you go look in the Medrash. You go look up the Medrash, and try to see what the Medrash says. And you sit on this svas emes, and you work it through, it's guaranteed, no matter what svas emes you chose, it'll be a different Shabbos. As opposed to looking in the Likutim from this and looking, he brings the Sfasemes, brings this, brings that, from all over. But you sit on the Sfasemes and you look in the Medrash and you try to understand, and then now you have, they're printing Sfasemes in where it'll tell you where the Sfasemes talks about this same Inyan, he talks about this in a different parasha. So you look over there to see how the Sfasemes in that parasha says a few different, the Knech is a little bit different. And you try to understand to be mashlim from this Svasamas to that Svasamas says. A whole Shabbos is different. And you don't have to be worried if someone's going to ask you, do you have a good Vart? You just say, no. You just say, no. And what do you have to say? What do you have to say? I do this all the time. Right? Like I'm at some simcha and there'll be like rabbis from the neighbor or something. So what did you say? They always say, what did you speak about in Shabbos? I say, I don't know. No. I always say that. Nothing. I say the same. That's always my answer. Whatever. Something. I remember. I say, I don't know. What's the tachlis? to be in something and to connect to the oimek of something that you're living and breathing. And so then to not be in a place of playing round robin with Vertlich, with Torahs. There are people that their whole thing is, I'm not saying it's a bad thing, it's better than collecting butterflies and stuff. So it's a chosh of a thing. But the Vertlich, you know, also when you're younger, that's like a very, very big taiva. Again, it's a good taiva, but still it's a chitzainistic thing. It's not the nimshel, it's the mashal. To say a shavart. We talk about this all the time before Pesach. People, they have the seders and they make the storm is like also shooting vetlach back and forth. And the kids are going and watching these vetlachim. What are you talking about? And the whole tachlis of the Haggadah is to say some kind of a fancy gematria or something, and then the men look at each other. Ooh, ooh, what? Does that have some gematria? That's the Higad Levincha. What was the Indian for the child that 2 + 2 = 4? That you were able to Megala, you spoke about that you saw some amazing gematria or something. But the Rosh Hashanah wants by the Seder that a person should take, it's not so far Pesach, it's very Tu B'Shvat, that a person should take an Inyan at the Seder, a thought, an Inyan of Pesach, an Inyan of what it means he sees in Shem, and work it through, and talk about it, and think about it yourself. Not to go have to look up this and look up that, look to think it over and to try to think it over and to give it over to the children. And not to care what everybody else is sitting at the table, some cousin this or cousin that, that says, did you hear the one from the Ostrich? I heard this. That's not. You do that, you want to do that, you do a Cholomar, of course it's nice to learn all the things. That's nice. But to say that, is to give over the Baruch Shalom to a kid. And to yourself. And that's not going to be with Vertloch and with Kamlis and with a number, you know, a lot of people come to the Seder that have also kinds of, you should just have the Haggadah. Not even with Mefarsha. Not even with Mefarsha. Just the Haggadah. A good, Oizga Arbet, dirty, Matzah, Morah, Chrein, everything, Fashmutzed, Haggadah. Without all different fancy, you know, new, nice, beautiful, with mefarshim, no. To work through it, an inyan or two, but it should be ba'oimik, to be oimik on a nakuda of Avodas Hashem, a nakuda of what it means to be a Jew, and what it means to be free, what it means to be free. Not what someone else says. Yimach shavav his boynus, but he can't. This Shimon can't come to this. Therefore, he's still sailing around, flying around from this Indian to that Indian. Especially, you have people that their whole, all their Torahs and all their Haggadahs and their Parshas and Shavuot, they're getting online. There are people that do that too because there are so many websites that you could look. So you don't have to even take a sefer down. You just go on the thing and you look up Torah, they call it anytime Torah, right? All these titles, all the time, anytime. If sort of a person is going to the Nefesh Yeshiva office or something and he has to be there in 15 minutes, he writes in Nefesh Yeshiva office. Nefesh Yeshiva office, and then my nephew, you write the nephew's name, you write the Tuvia's Yeshiva office, Parashas Shlach Lecha, and they'll print out for you. And then you press the printer and you try to read it while you're driving to the Shavuot Brachos. That's a connection to Tuvia. That's a connection to the Torah. Marbu umamid ubilvaj shemekavin libo shemayim. See, as you know, so Shimon has all kinds of explanations. This is my, I love this. It's my, it's my teva. I can't let go of all these beautiful things. And Mesnachem Bekach, and he comforts himself. He consoles himself by saying, "Well, Chazal tell us, Shadivet Torah, Niyim B'Mokem Achad, Hashim B'Mokem Achad." You know, you have to look up a lot of different places because some, in one place, it only talks a little bit about it, and the other place talks more about different. So he consoles himself in his way of learning, and his way of avoda by saying, "Well, it's always good to look up a lot of places. It's nice." See, and for sure, that's a beautiful thing. And he figures, Bein Lubeini Minastam, Yiklet by Mashal, Mastama, I'll absorb something from one of these places, Yesh Mavakish Ladabir Muvain, Adovim Asuyim and Haparsha, Ahamayid. Now, Shimon wants to talk to Muvain about something that he saw in one of the Svarim about the Parsha, or about the Yontif. Inyans Shakola Swarma Kadeshan Bayram Bayram is an Inyan that the Swarma tumbling over a certain Inyan in that parasha or that yantiv. Ach Ruvain Bachalay Nakudamus Yemis Misefach Sidis, but Ruvain's not holding to that. Reuven remembers living in one particular nakuda, in this farm, page 131. And he bedavke does not want to become confused and dragged into the other things. He does not want to. He just wants to remain in the nekudas ha'oimek that he planted himself in. That's all he wants. So Shimon's all excited, and he wants to talk to Reuven. He knows Reuven is a Talmud Chacham, and he wants to talk to Reuven before Rosh Hashanah. He wants to talk about the Yanim of Shoifer. Of course, Reuven is polite, and when Shimon tells him something that he saw in the Sefer about the Shoifer, so Reuven nods his head. But Shimon chash Shiruven and but Shimon is very disappointed. When Shimon is all excited about this Vart, he saw this unbelievable thing about Shoifer, and he's saying it over to Reuven, and Reuven doesn't seem to mean a spall from it. Reuven's not getting excited about it. Shoyla al mavaloma in Emai. He asks Reuven, what's the matter? Why aren't you with me? Klum daito chaluk al advarim. You disagree with what the Bedishina said? You have there's something that's not clear. Maviloi Reuven. So Reuven tells him, ke emesi sheino oisik b'kachata. I'll tell you the truth. I'm not oisik right now in the inyan of Shoifer. So Shimon says, "What do you mean? It's before Rosh Hashanah. Why wouldn't you basically know in Shoifer?" He says, "Baruch Hashem, Rosh Hashanah lasik ach verak bin yoni psukei hamalchis." He decided that this year, all he's going to be working on throughout the preparations for Rosh Hashanah are the psukim of Malchus, just Musaf, not even Alma, just Malchus. The Shom Munach Kulai, and he's completely living in that place of Malchus. Midei Shana Boichla Inyan Echad Bilvad Lasik Boi Biyisaidius, and he explains to Shimon that each year he picks one Inyan. And he wants to get to the bottom of this inyan. Sham menuchas nafshay v'chol inyano, and there he finds menuchas hanefesh and everything in that one inyan. Thomas Shimon, Shimon is asking, "Umayim psukei zichroinus? Well, what about zichroinus? Umayim inyanei tkiyah shoifer? What about shoifer? Umayim simanei achag? What about the simanim that we have at the table? It's such a beautiful, exciting Torahs." What about Yerosai, the Simchasa? What about the whole Nin of Yira on Rosh Hashanah? What about the Nin of Simcha on Rosh Hashanah? Umar b'dvar asom ha-kadoshim, ha-naidoyim ha-shalai yoyin ish mi-yisrael ha-geshes ha-yontiv b'ladeim. And what about all the Svarim ha-kadoshim that a Jew, how could a Jew even approach a yontiv without looking at the Svarim? Reuven kvar bargar mikol eilu. Reuven has already outgrown all of this. Nen alayachas. And Reuven says one thing. I hear what you're asking me. What's going to be with the Thresh Lima? What about the Tanya? What about the Polish Svarim and the rest of the Svarim? I understand. And how could I come to Yontov without looking at this? Not okay, what you're talking about. And how do I come to Chalal to Rosh Hashanah without Shoifer, without learning the beautiful piece in the Svarim about the Shoifer? So he has one answer to that, Reuven. He answers with a question. And the question is, Uma'imi. What does it mean, Uma'imi? What about me? What's going to be with me? With me? Reuven, this Jew Hashem is both created and is bringing to the 50th Rosh Hashanah of my life, whatever it is. What about me? Toiva li ha'ora achas sheyesh b'mamish, for me and my Rabbanu Shalom and my Yiddishkeit, one lichtigith nekuda, one thing that's lichtig, that shines, that's clear, that's alive, that's deep. V'loi riboy ad oimis ad bilbo v'loi klum. I don't need to carry a whole weight, a package, that brings to confusion and to nothing. L'shem kach, yosad b'chayiv inyin echad sheshmoy vitur. Reuven, in this time of his life, has reached the conclusion that as much as he would love to see what all the tzaddikim are talking about, Shoifer, and what all the tzaddikim are tumbling over Zechroinus or over the Simanim are over Pachad, the Nira of Rosh Hashanah, and Yitzchak Avinu, and Akedah. As much as he is tempted to look at all these things, he's learned that as he's getting older, He has to be mevater. Vitur means what? To give it up. It's exciting, but to give it up. To give it up. As much as he's tempted, and as much as he is with love, and he always loved, looking here, looking there, and all kinds of vetlach and tires and beautiful, as much as he, vitur, to let go. Nochain umuchan levater al haribui. He's reached a point in his life where he's mevater on the volume, on the quantity. He's mevater. Anyway, he'll come after looking at 100 svarim before Hashanah, he'll never feel that he's ever even scratched the surface. He'll never feel that he's scratched the surface. But that's not what he wants now in life, scratching the surface. And even then you don't scratch the surface, but that's not what he wants. K'dei livchor b'ma'at shi'esh lo'kim. He wants something. A little piece of Rosh Hashanah, a corner of Rosh Hashanah, but it should be real, it should have a kiyum. Because every piece of Rosh Hashanah is all Rosh Hashanah. Anything that you take about a yontiv, or about a parasha, it's the whole parasha, it's the whole yontiv. A piece of something is connected to the rest of the thing. You want to get a picture of this way of thinking, this way of learning. You learn Lakutei Halachas from Rav Nosson Breslover. You see there how Rav Nosson learned the Torah from Rabbi Nachman. And we have to keep in mind, it's only a tipa shebayom. It's only a drop of the ocean of what Rav Nosson was thinking that he put onto paper, which we have the whole Lakutei Halachas, which Rav Nosson would take one Torah from Rabbi Nachman, three lines from Rabbi Nachman. He was toivel in the Torah. Toivel. He was toiveling in that Torah, mamish. He was living with it. And then from the Lukutei Lachas and Lukutei Tefilas, then he davened it up. To daven. And then when you go through the piece in Lukutei Lachas, so then Rav Nosson will always go, I'm sure many of you have learned Lukutei Lachas, and you'll see that Rav Nosson will say, V'ze'inyin, 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 V'ze'inyin. And then Rav Nosson takes that thing from Rabbi Nachman, and he shows that all of Yiddishkeit is this Indian. Because when he lived in that Torah, that was all of Yiddishkeit. And then you go to the next piece of Lukut Halachas, and it's another Torah, and Mizainyin, 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 Mizainyin. It's marvelous Arai. You don't see this in any Sefer like Rav Nosson, how he did that. You see by the Nesim of Chabad also, that there's a Torah from the Kutei Torah, from the Baal HaTanya, and all the Nesim of Chabad, the Ibn Ga'ar, the Torah from the Alter Rebbe. This changing, adding a sentence, this, that, to work through a Torah. So it's Ikshlei Livcha B'ma'at Sheyesh Loki. To Reuven has decided to go for that smaller, tiny little piece, but it should have a kiyum, pri v'shayrish, it bears fruit, it has deep roots. Now, we didn't get to he didn't say yet, what he said he's not going to say the word for it right now. What is it that, what's the problem that affects us in everything that we do? What's the meaning of chacham versus tam, chachma versus tamimus, which Amit Shem will continue with next week.